for hardcore non-spoiler alert spoiler alert people, that would be helpful. If you're like hardcore,
like me,
I don't want to know anything. Wait a minute, Ahsoka's in this? Oh no! You should have told me. Yeah, it's called Ahsoka, bro. It's called Ahsoka. She has to be. Okay.
Hold up, man. I'm trying to watch this in my app, and the app is like, nah, man. You're good, bro. You're not watching anything in your app. I watched it in the app last time, so.
Let's set up some rules for our listeners here. Not rules, but, you know, some things that you'll need to know as we podcast about this particular episode.
You first ended all, the group watch.
Okay, let me go ahead and
groupie.
There you go. I'm going to boot you back up. So, listeners, be advised, there's going to be spoilers in here. So we would rather you actually go ahead and watch the episode first, enjoy the episode from the beginning to the end, and then circle back around and then listen to this podcast. That way, when we're talking about different things, you'll know exactly where we are. Okay, Bradley, I see R2-D2, you're in, man. And now we can start. You ready to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go. See how I wasn't wrong about the clunkiness and how it was all shaky in that cockpit?
I wasn't actually even looking at that, but okay. Here, let me pause it there.
Let our listeners know, we're just watching the preview from last episode right now, me and Bradley.
Yeah, I the graphics on this show is pretty good, man. Production quality. I just want to say that. And I think, I can't remember who said it. I think it was, I don't want to say, because if I get it wrong, but somebody said the production quality wasn't that good. And I'm like, much better than Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could use Obi-Wan as a baseline, this is awesome. This is great. Even though, again, we actually did give props to Obi-Wan. But anyway, let's move. As far as, excuse me, let me finish that sentence because I don't want people to think I liked Obi-Wan. We gave props to some of the production, you know, the sound, some of the backgrounds and things like that. They had some decent things. But by and large, and this is just beating a dead horse, Obi-Wan was terrible. It was like, what? Is this like 1993? Is this what? This is ABC back in the 90s, man. This is not.
I think they filmed it back then.
Yeah, they may have filmed it back then. Exactly. They may have filmed
before episode one was even filmed.
Yeah, during a TGIF. The TGIF was still in the studio, man. Anyway, so let's get back to this. We're going to watch this, not the preview, the recap. That, I call it a preview. It's a recap. So let's keep going. Here we go.
So I'm just going to talk while the intro is coming on. Those soldiers with the gas masks on. Oh, let me be quiet. Man, look at that. Here's the intro with that Naboo sound. All right, so opening scene. They're stranded. You there, Justin?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay. They're stranded. Ship looks really, really cool. Cherry blossoms, like you said in the last episode, Perpetual Autumn. The setting is great. Everything's done well so far. This is all super positive for me.
Not sunny cloud cover. I love that. Ominous.
Yeah.
I liked the fact they used the word motivator, the primary motivator or the secondary motivator.
Yeah, they kept it Star Wars. Yeah.
Because Han uses that word motivator when they're trying to fix the Millennium Falcon. So that was cool.
The hyperdrive motivator. Yeah.
Hyperdrive motivator. Yeah. So that was cool. Go ahead, Brett.
Did you catch how she basically, okay, so in this scene, they are realizing that they are stuck and their only way to get provisions is by going to the base of the enemy, which ironically, or conveniently, I should say, is not too far from them. They'll get there. But Ahsoka is wisely trying to play the long game and says, if we can't get to Ezra, then nobody should, because we can't risk Thrawn. But you see what she was basically saying?
Yeah,
this is your fault, Sabine. You did this. The map is, she specifically said the map is in their possession. So I like the, you know, the irritation that Ahsoka has.
She's not Sabine. She's not she's not crying over spilled milk so much. She's kind of crying over spilled milk a little bit, but just barely.
But she's teaching her a lesson. It's her fault.
it's your fault. Exactly. And she's doing it the right way, I think, because if that was me, I would clobber her, you know, with words and be like, you are just you don't listen. What's wrong with you? All you have to do is do what I tell you to do. Right. I would be Woody Harrelson's character. All you got to do is do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. By this time tomorrow, you know, we'll...
And you'll have more money than you can use to buy Gundarks.
Exactly. So that would be nice if Sabine simply had the quality of obedience. Just listen to your master. But she doesn't have it. And I like how she said, did you already say that question? Can I trust you? Did you already say that?
No, I didn't say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I trust you? You know you can. Well, she wouldn't have asked you if she can. So
that sounds like you talking to one of your daughters. And that sounds your oldest daughter's response, if I'm being honest.
Of course you can, Dad. Oh, I can, huh? Well, why you never take out the recycling? You always just leave it there. Never fold your clothes. Okay. Whatever.
All right, let's keep moving. I just wanted to break that piece, that scene apart. Great visuals here so far, and awesome that Hu Yang is very versatile. He's actually useful. He's not just a Jedi trainer. He's actually fixing the ship.
Before you unpause it, that's exactly what I was thinking as well, is the fact that he said, is everything okay? He's programmed with the capability to read human expression and to see a human emote and then ask if he can sense tension. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hu Yang.
Okay. All right, let's go. Yeah, that opening Ahsoka title with that music, man, that's sweet.
Fallen Jedi. So since you're talking now, we'll just pause it. Yeah, they actually took a hint from Mandalorian. They had some flutes, some Native American sounding flutes, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, to me, sounds like Ludwig Göransson, but that's obviously not him. It's Kevin Kiner still. I think Kevin Kiner does all these episodes, but good so far. And I like the fact that droid snuck up on him. I think it was a droid, and they found him. He didn't do anything. He just reported back to the rogue Jedi, and Morgan Elsbeth. She just needs to be sabered, though. Morgan Elsbeth, just rid yourself of her. But he can't do that because he's second in rank, right? I feel like that's coming. I feel like I'm predicting that's what's coming. He's he's gonna Darth Vader her up. He's the Darth Vader to Ahsoka's Luke, and she's gonna be Emperor Sidious. That's the power struggle I'm seeing here. Like he's gonna protect Ahsoka at some point from her.
Wait. Who's gonna protect Ahsoka?
I'm sorry.
Baylan?
Yeah, Baylan is gonna be like Darth Vader. You know how Darth Vader got his hand sliced off, but he threw Sidious over the battlement or the railing.
Yeah, he dumped Sidious down the toilet. Yeah,
and dumped so him. I feel like at some point Morgan Elsbeth is gonna almost certainly kill Ahsoka or Sabine, and he's gonna come through and save him. That's what I feel. But if it happens, just you heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. On Gen X Reverb. No, just kidding. All right, here we go.
Just wanted to say that sound effect of Hu Yang fixing the ship and powering it up, that's the same sound effect that you were using. That's the Millennium Falcon, I think. Cool callback. I like that.
Man, you just paused it right there in this tense moment. Man, if you don't
All right, here we go. Go.
Okay, now we can pause it.
Saturated sycamore trees, man.
Dude, that was okay. All right, okay.
Now we're in Star Wars.
We're now finally here. Generation X can take a sigh of relief. Yeah, we're here for this. This is what we're here for. Okay, so folks, we're looking at the scene where Hu Yang gets jumped by the droid. And calls for help, and Ahsoka used her intuition to know that Hu Yang doesn't make mistakes when he's making repairs. He just doesn't make mistakes. So because the ship, that's so cool how they did that. The ship went out of power. Ahsoka had double wielding lightsabers. And Sabine was ready too. Sabine came out with action. She did a nice little tumble down the stairs, or a flip.
And Ahsoka, tumblers.
Yeah. And Ahsoka used the force. She used the force to pull that dude through the air. Yes,
they get just slid him right in the way. Yeah,
yeah. They get props for that. But we're here to make comparisons. I don't think Obi-Wan was using the force that good.
Did he ever use it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, huh? just to help Leia not hit the ground, which he probably should have done after just all her smart aleckiness.
Yes.
I've had just about enough of your disrespect.
Yep, but you're in the future movie, so I guess I can't do this. Obi-Wan was, oh, man, isn't he supposed to be better than Ahsoka?
Oh, absolutely. He's a Jedi Master. He's a Jedi Knight. Something that popped into my head I want to say before I forget it is that what you just reminded me of is when they went to that one planet where he did save Leia. The modernness to that planet, like the 2023-ness of planet Earth to that planet, like druggy ecstasy drugs that they were making in that place was so not Star Wars, man. And I know it has nothing to do with Ahsoka, but the comparison is that I love how Ahsoka so far is keeping this very Star Wars, keeping this very nondescript, and they're just giving us beautiful ships, beautiful shapes, and symphonic sounds.
No death sticks, right?
Want
to buy some death sticks? Oh, you mean cigarettes? Get those out of here.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. So yeah. Anyway, my two cents on this scene. Yeah, 100%. 10 out of 10 here. Great writing. Great. What am I looking for?
Great action. I do want to say something. Your writing is good. Yeah, you're correct. But I'm just having a hard time understanding. And I think we're about to unpause it and find out, because that makes no sense to send them to Ahsoka. They should know that.
Morgan Elsbeth said that in the last scene. She's like, yeah, you guys are about to be taken out. But the thing is that so did Baylan. He said, yeah. She's going to mow through them, but not through Shin Hati.
Okay, so she must be coming up next pretty soon here. Let's see if that's the case. Let's unpause it. Hold up. Let me pause that right there. Sorry. What's this little boy's name?
Jason.
Yeah. Mom, how come I have to do what I'm told, but you don't? Hey, Jason, why don't you shut up and do what you're told? Kids, man, will you just do what I tell you to do? Stop asking so many questions.
That's coming from your heart, because you have two. You have one in particular that always asks questions like that, I'm sure.
And that's a kid thing to do. You're gonna ask questions, and that's fine. And that's a legitimate question, but still, shut up. we need to get out of this hangar, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Since we paused it here, I do want to say that was kind of good. Just going back to the writing, where Hu Yang asked Ahsoka and Sabine to stay together. There's so much that they can do with that. I know that's foreshadowing, so we'll find out what that's all about. But that's good. That's cool. Also, the shot of Home One again. They're keeping it pretty quality, pretty nice.
Yeah, Home One. Fleet. What'd you think about the actor who was another general? General, what are you doing? Where are you going? What do I do?
General Longboots.
General,
what's that guy's name? First Officer Vic Hawkins. He's doing a good job. He's a little whiny, in my opinion. But I guess there you go. I think I just don't like whiny people.
Yeah.
Negan Robinson is his name, is the actor, but his name in the show is First Officer Vic Hawkins. Hawkins.
Wow, that's such an Earth name. Okay, anyway, let's go ahead and cooking. Move on. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I have to pause it. Okay, so the quality again, they've zoomed out. You're looking at the fleet again. We're looking at Home One. We're looking at the Ghost, which is Harrison Dula's ship. You're looking at all these other medical frigates and so on and so forth. You've got X-Wing fighters. So this is all callbacks to Star Wars episodes 4 through 6. Here's my problem.
You have a problem with this? Oh, no.
It's not a problem, but can you tell the difference between the quality of this and the theatrical releases?
I'm not having a problem. I was just about to say this looks like Rogue One. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have Rogue One right on my other. I got two screens. I should have pulled up Rogue One, but I don't. That's too much for me. I don't need to do that.
Okay. You're trying not to split it up. I could just tell this is not the same. This isn't as good as the theatrical releases. And I think that was my complaint with Obi-Wan Kenobi. But
Obi-Wan Kenobi's way below this. Bradley, the quality of Obi-Wan Kenobi, first of all, how many times did they have a fleet shot in Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Not a fleet. It wasn't a fleet, but they did have the Star Destroyer chasing that one ship. That was dumb.
It was horrible. With Ice Cube's son in it. Ice Cube. He was like, man, we hitting switches out here in space, man.
Cube's ship, man. It was going back and forth, man. Unlike any other Star Wars ship I've ever seen. But anyway, I just wanted to ask that. Okay, so clearly it's just me. I feel like this is a lower quality, but it's not that bad. It's not terrible, but it's not. This isn't a theatrical release. This is an episode 7, 8, or 9 type ships.
Well, since it's paused, and we're gonna unpause it and stay unpaused for a little bit here, but let's just take a moment to shout out Hopper, the worst droid ever. We want to go ahead and reiterate that. And
Chopper.
And I.
Not Hopper, but Hopper, whatever.
Chopper, Popper, man, just toss him into some molten lava. Take some him to
slag.
Mustafar.
Mustafar slag.
Toss him in the slag. Man, I promise you, if I don't get this done, there's this, bro, I'm going to make a t-shirt with the best droids on the front and then the worst droid on the back. Melt this droid down. It's probably going to say that on the, you know, melt this droid down.
We need to make that t-shirt. You said Popper, and I saw a protocol droid pop locking.
Popper. Yeah, he's straight up pop locking.
Yeah. All right, let's go, dude.
There you go. Oh, my bad. Here we go. That's beautiful, man. I'm sorry. That's beautiful.
Yeah, the quality's good. It's good. And I think I'm...
Hey, there goes Tiva! Your boy, Carson Tiva.
We got to show respect. We got to show respect. Yeah. Carson Tiva. I don't know the actor that plays him, and so that's disrespectful. I need to learn his name. But okay. Did you hear my reaction?
He's been in Mando. He's been in. He was in. He was in. Oh, that he. That's all we saw him in was Mando, right?
No, Mando and Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett. That's what we saw. Think. Yeah. We definitely saw him again in Mando season 3 when he came to ask Mando, hey, we need your help.
With another rebel, Zeb Aurelius, yeah. In that cafe.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Since he wasn't in the cartoon, this Carson Teva guy, is he on the cartoon?
No.
Okay, cool.
If he is, I don't remember him, but he's played by Paul Sun Hyung Lee, just to be clear. And I just really think he has done a great job of being who he needs to be, and he's a comforting sight on the screen. You know, his nice full beard and his wisdom. I like this guy, man. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Mad respect. All right, let's go.
There you go. Aw, what a good mom. She led Jason to the hyperdrive.
Little Jasters.
Yeah, this planet is cloudy, rainy. That's a good place to pause it, right?
Absolutely, man. I would have paused it like 5 times, man. That was action packed.
That was a lot of action. Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
Shin Hati right there, where she said you're gonna regret this decision. Man, that got theatrical releasey, man. The way she looked angry, she's about to roast Sabine Wren up. But for Sabine to come through with her saber, you're like, did she got this? Is she about to get Forcey?
That was good, because I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. She just got popped up against that tree with the Force, and her helmet came off. She got pop-locked. And I was like, she's done for. Oh, that's right. She has a saber. And she pulled out the saber. So that's cool. That was nice. That was a nice touch. Red to green. The girl who plays the apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because we haven't gotten to episode 8 yet. This is episode 4. But I think they've found a winner. I think they've found somebody who doesn't over emote and just keeps it calm, but still has that dark side hatred, but still looks calm.
Yeah.
She is a good actress. She's not screaming. And again, we don't mean anything wrong for the actress who played Reva, whatever her last name is. But yeah, we don't need that. Oh, man, what? And this particular actress is not doing that, which is exactly what I was looking for. Just, you know, do your job.
Yeah. And there's a lot more that we can unpack with that I guess probably should just be perceived, what I'm picking up, what I'm putting down. I don't appreciate the boxes being checked. But I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But yeah, again, let's zoom out. Let's not necessarily get too detailed with different...
Not on this show.
Motivations, the different motivations that they're using to cast people and the different.
I was specifically talking about Reva. Like they don't. So not on this show. I'm not even going to go there. This is 100% good right here.
Okay. Yeah. Right here. We're good. Yeah. But I want to also say that that guy, he did all that posturing for nothing. He got jacked up. He's done.
What's his name? You're talking about Merrick or whatever is the
Inquisitor. The Inquisitor. The guy who's clearly an Inquisitor because he is brandishing that double helicopter blade.
Was brandishing. He's done.
He's Merrick. Done. Yeah. So what is it? Did he exploded and had all kinds of... it was like
Thanos. Dark juice.
Yeah, it's a dark juice. Dark, dried up juice, man. He looked like Thanos snaps, man. Thanos snaps.
Yeah, he got dusted.
He got dusted. So that was a little odd. And I think there might be an explanation for that. Maybe there is an explanation for that somewhere, like in the TV show, the cartoon show. Now Ahsoka's on. She's going to, what's his name again?
Ray Stevenson, Baylan Skoll.
Baylan. I keep forgetting his name. Baylan.
He looked bad, man. I mean, let me not say, you're bad, dude. I said that like we're in the 80s. He looks dope, man. His cape, his outfit, they gave him the correct presence. Same thing with Shin Hati, Ivana Sokno. I hope I'm saying her last name correctly. The costume design in this show is really well done.
Really well done. It is, man. You're absolutely correct about that. They all look good. All the Jedi, the rogue Jedi, the witch lady. She has some nice gear on. So she's getting ready to go to her ship. I feel like a double cross is coming. That's what I feel like is coming up. But we'll see.
And we'll see.
And then also, Baylan. He does not. Is he readable? I guess I'm not reading him correctly. He doesn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're keeping you. They're locking you into one path. They want you to go ahead and choose what's about to happen. Like, he's going to become a good guy, then he's probably not, or he's not going to become a good guy. Who knows? But I do want to say, I want to take back what I said. All the suits are good on this show, except for these gas mask guys from Super Mario Brothers 2. Why can they not breathe the air that they're of this planet? Everybody else can. They need gas masks. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, they need butane and smoke and all kinds of things to breathe into their lungs. They're not used to fresh air.
So hopefully we'll get an explanation on that.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, cool. Here we go, man. Unpause.
Gonna pause it right there.
That is appropriate, my friend. Go ahead, man.
Genius. Well done. Well done, writers. I have to give you a clap for that. You guys tied this back into the initial Star Wars releases, man. You said Anakin spoke highly of you and just left a nice pregnant pause there. Didn't even say anything after that. That's how you write. That's how you get us reinterested in Star Wars. Tie this back into what we were interested in. Do not leave off George Lucas's story. Thank you. That's all I have to say on that.
There you go. Okay, man. Nicely said. Go. Let's unpause it. If you're not a Sith, why do you have a red saber? I don't like that. I don't like that.
That doesn't bother me. But I get what you're saying, though.
Like, you're saying, no, I'm not a Sith. No. Are you a Jedi? No, I'm not a Jedi. Man, get rid of the dumb red saber. Just have a, do your thing.
Bro. I think the color of the saber is too much in Star Wars lore. I think you should be able to just choose whichever color you want. But I love how quiet his saber was. Just so unpretentious, man. It just turned on. It's like, oh, hey. That thing is quiet.
Is it brand new?
Brand new, yeah, exactly. Okay, let's keep going. Sorry about that.
Oh, she actually looked like the cartoon Soka right there for just a split second. That's cool.
Yeah, agreed. And Rosario Dawson is growing on me.
Bro, we got to pause that. My bad. I think I rewound it a little bit. Bro, he's okay. A brute. He's a brute.
He's...
He fights like I think I would fight. Like, he just is all in. Just rawr. His style is just, you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he just swings in. There you go. He's using his lightsaber like an axe.
Yeah, did I go too far? Let me rewind it. I'm sorry. I think I went.
No, you're good. It's interesting. The pacing at the very beginning there, man. Again, the pausing before the actual fight. Man, great. Good man, they're nailing it on this episode, man.
They're giving the words time to settle in. They're giving us time to think. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're watching it with a lot of pauses and stuff, so we have a lot of time to think. But
even if we weren't watching it with pauses and analyzing it like this, literally the amount of words that they said, or the amount of time that elapsed where they were just staring at each other, that was art. And I think Dave Filoni likes that samurai type art, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that whole dialogue, I'm pretty sure that that's going to be well remembered for a long time. Everything that he just said about the inevitable and the necessary and the whatchamacallit and the this and the that, that's pretty good writing in my opinion. All right, done.
Okay, cool. Let's unpause it. Here we go. Okay, cool. I just have to pause it because logic is not taking place here. First of all, you need that thing in order to, you need the little round thing, the wayfinder, basically, mm-hmm. to get to the coordinates. It's like, okay, so leave your battalion there. They're a bunch of droids. Leave them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they couldn't let her have a whole bunch of dudes there because then that wouldn't make sense. Yeah. I mean, the story couldn't progress. They just needed to leave that one duel.
Yeah,
ready for Ahsoka.
They felt like he was enough. They felt like he was enough. I can see that, right? Because he's an older Jedi. He has more skill than Ahsoka, supposedly. But he's tainted, man. He lost his faith. He wants to help start another war, even though he doesn't want to start the war. He wants to unleash somebody who will start the war so he can burn down the galaxy, kind of like Thanos. That's what they're reminding me of.
Yeah, you probably got that, man. I do want to say that his philosophy on you have to destroy to create, I hate that. That's so dumb. So, yeah, great. Let's go ahead and get rid of this guy or his philosophy. But two things. One, Rosario Dawson, man, stretchy Magoo. She had her leg up on the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's another thing. They're calling it the hinge, Stonehenge, down at the hinge. Anyway, she had her leg up, nice stretches. And then that samurai kick to his chest to get him out of the way and get him kind of.
Oh, yeah. They sent him. The director did a good job because the first couple of kicks on that sequence were kind of weak. I was like, wait a minute. He's standing there. He's just standing there getting kicked. There needs to be. I always hate it when there's no. The physics is off. So on the third kick, she actually sent his body in the air. So that's like, okay, there we go. There goes some physics. Let's get that. Because he's just standing there waiting for her to kick. It's like, no, move him. I don't mm-hmm. know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. Because sometimes the filming makes it look cheesy. It just doesn't look good. It looks really bad. This looks pretty good. This is one of the best scenes I've seen so far in anything after the theatrical releases as far as saber duels. And then my question, the second thing I was going to say is, has this ever been done before? Two saber duels going on at the same time?
That is a good question. We have Anakin and Obi-Wan. No.
Like two different scenes artistically being interwoven together where they're fighting at the same time in two different locations.
I believe Yoda and Sidious were fighting at the same time as Anakin and Obi-Wan. Were they at the same time or no? Was I off?
No, but that was close. That was close because, yeah, Mustafar versus Coruscant. Obi-Wan had to get on the on Padme's transport.
Yeah, and as he was flying, Yoda was I've been waiting for you a long time, my little green friend. Mm-hmm. That began and then
but I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. I don't think there's been two duels going on at the same time. Yeah, yeah. So this is a first, man. And I have to applaud Filoni or whoever came up with that, man, for putting those together because man, that was nicely interwoven art. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Here we go. They didn't even have all the coordinates, man. Now they have all of the coordinates all of a sudden. As soon as he puts the ball back in, it's all the coordinates have been established. Okay.
I hate that too, man.
It's a TV show. They got to move on.
They've already we got it. Yeah. We got it, Justin.
Yeah.
They're ready to go, sir. You ready to go? I got them.
I got them. Yeah, they're ready. They are ready. Yeah, great dialogue with Baylan. He just uses Jedi mind. He went into her mind, into Sabine's mind, and figured her out in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Your master doesn't trust you. Okay, let me just go ahead and let you know I trust you, and I will keep my word because I don't like myself if I don't. You know, he has a code. I have to keep my word.
Right.
And then, he's playing her. He's playing her. He's like, you know, you have a common goal with me, so let's go do this.
I don't know, man, if he's playing her because everything he said would just get him what he wanted. And what's the harm in letting her see Ezra Bridger? That's what he's playing on. That's our goal.
Okay, you're right.
This faraway galaxy.
He's not playing her. My bad. Yeah, he's using her. He's saying, "Hey, she's can be helpful." Is what he's saying, probably.
Well, I think in a deranged way, where he's going, in my opinion, is he feels like his way is the correct way. So he's not doing anything immoral from his standpoint. So why would I kill you? I'm not trying to kill people. I'm trying to. I don't know what he's trying to do, but it doesn't seem like he thinks it's bad. Obviously, bringing Thrawn back to this galaxy to create war and have him re-inherit the Empire, yada, yada, yada. I like the writing again here because he didn't say, do it. But he did say, do it. There you go. I was like, what? Subtle.
Yeah, okay. No, they put a space between that. He said, do it for Ezra, but except he put a big space between it and then four. Do it. For Ezra.
Yes.
So that was a callback to Palpatine and maybe his draw on the dark side, his Sith-ness of him.
Yes.
Interesting. This is intriguing. I just want Jedi to eventually have the ability to hold on to a cliff and then fly upwards like Obi-Wan, but just all of them should be able to do it. It shouldn't just be like, oh, this guy is powerful, so he can do it, but they're not powerful enough, so they just will fall all the way down. So we're talking about Ahsoka getting launched off the cliff with his powerful... He had some Soul Edge, Soul Blade moves, man.
Oh, the video game, the Namco video game, right? Namco, right.
Yeah, PlayStation. He was doing all these overhead.
I think I got to do some station Driver, identification real quick. Honey Crunch, my wife just walked in. I got to alert her. Honey Crunch, there are spoilers on the screen. You guys heard that live. You heard it here first. My wife.
You heard it here first. Bradley's wife is calling him out for diving into episode 4 of Ahsoka with his brother. Yep. Get him, Tracy. Get him.
There you go. All right. Keep going, man. Sorry. Okay. So, yeah. Not all Jedis can just use the Force at will is what you're saying. It's dumb. I think I agree with you. Go ahead.
Correct. So let's actually just go ahead and press on pause and keep going. Morgan Elizabeth Worthington. What's her name?
Morgan Elsbeth.
Elsbeth. There you go. She's right here on the ship and they're ready to go. Let's see.
Hyperspace ring graphics is through the roof. I like that. I thought it was out in outer space, but supposedly it's in the atmosphere. Just wanted to say good job. Five high fives on that.
Those clouds are off the charts. Beautiful. Those are wonderful clouds. I love that. That's the top layer. That's like when we flew into Portland, Oregon. It was like, wow, all these clouds. And then we went below them. It was like, dude, this is going to be a terrible trip.
Hippies everywhere.
No,
we
no,
didn't
no.
see you above the clouds.
No,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Not only the hippies and crazy people, man, just darkness. It's like.
No, I knew what you meant.
9:30 a.m. and just dark and dreary. It's like, oh. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's keep going.
Hopefully their guns are already pointed and primed.
Prime those gunlers. Empire School 101. I got to pause there, man. You morons. What did you think you were going to do? Hera, you need to be indicted. You need to be court-martialed.
Court-martialed just got... and CPS, bro, needs to be called on her. She needs to be taken to prison. She brought her son on this mission, bro. I called her a good mom earlier. Nope, that's redacted. Bring that back. Just, you are not a good mom. Why would you bring your kid with you on a mission? If you die, and then he dies, that's just... Yeah, and they thought they were going to stop that thing?
That's the thing. I'm like, yeah, exactly. This ginormous monstrosity of a ring that's many times the mass of each of their ships. I mean, throw Chopper out there as a test. Put him in there.
Yeah.
And hopefully he definitely gets destroyed. But no, instead, living creatures, man, inside X-Wing fighters, man, just crashing into each other, which the probability of that is pretty low if we're really being real. But we're not. This is a show, and they had to die just to prove the point that Hera's an idiot.
Did they die, or did they fall back to the Earth? Let's see, or to the planet. It looks like they're falling back to an atmosphere. I don't know.
Let's find out. But this peril was unnecessary.
Yeah, they did not need to get in front. Dude, that's like an ant getting in front of a train. Hey, man, I'm going to stop this. No, you're not. Get off the track, bro.
And so just also the reason that the Home One and all the homies didn't come through the New Republic is because the Senate was like, nah, we're good, guys. It's like Coruscant. You guys are all chilling, eating Digbyan oyster skins and all kinds of spatchka and croissant, man. Mon Mothma is chilling. She's feeling great because the
Hothian ale, bro. Hothian.
Yeah. Hothian ale. Anyway, man, here we are. Dumb decision, but it has to be dumb for the show to go on. Let's keep going.
They're back there sipping out of big growlers, man. Big Empire growlers.
Okay, Darth Vader helmet growlers.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
It's like Disney is meta. It doesn't exist in Star Wars, but still, it's still got like some type of a Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like on anyway. Star Wars. Okay, go. Let me go. Unpause.
Incorrect. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
I've got a bad feeling. That's like, Mom, I got to go to the restroom. Okay, go ahead. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, I have a bad feeling. First of all, stop saying that. Everybody, we're done. Let that go. But if you're gonna say it the right way.
Yeah, man.
Gee. Okay.
Maybe they're going to be like, no, that's what Chopper just said. He said it in its entirety in his dumb language. And then Jason didn't understand it and just said that at the same time. Who knows?
You know what they did with Chopper's voice? And I can tell they're like using and it's not even a joke. It's like a Hammond B3 organ for his voice. Dave Filoni. Yeah, and it sounds funny, but he was like,
yeah, there's a human.
Yeah,
it was Dave Filoni on Rebels. He voiced Chopper.
Yeah, no, so Dave Filoni, but they're like, he has the little straw in his mouth, the little keyboard straw, Dave Filoni, and somebody's playing the Hammond B3, but lowly. They're doing it on like a low octave.
Yeah.
It's what. Okay, you guys could have did, because they're trying to copy what's his name from the original trilogies,
Ben Burtt,
because him and his son were, you know, they were doing everything except they weren't playing keyboards like, you know, yeah, you didn't hear like any exactly people testifying, you know, in their voices, man, testify, amen.
Chopper goes to the First Southern Baptist Church.
Yeah. First, yeah, he's in the Bible Belt of Coruscant, man. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's unpause it. You go ahead. Now, of course, he can sense if something's wrong between Ahsoka and Sabine, but he can't sense if they're gone or not. He doesn't have that ability. Speaking about
the story, won't allow for that.
Yeah, the story. You can't have a story if he knew that. So she's hanging on the cliff. She has to be. Let's see. Or she's in the water. She dove in. She rode one of those beasts from
Kamino.
Yeah. Let's see.
Cameron Nevins.
Okay, so she did get washed out? Whoa, what? No, they didn't. Okay. Hot sauce, man.
Hot, zesty Anakin Skywalker.
Sriracha, honey, bro.
Honey Crunch hasn't watched this yet. Okay, I'll be quiet. Go ahead, go.
Yeah, unpause this, man. Here we go. What? Bro, I just got scared. Gibbity papped all upside the head, man. Just what was that, bro?
I
what was, bro? Payoff Central. I can end Ahsoka right here. This is it. This is gonna be my last episode. I don't have to continue watching. Payoff. Hey, they made Hayden Christensen. They gave a full facial shot where he looked good.
He looked like Anakin.
He looked like Anakin Skywalker.
Spoiler set. Oh, wait. She closed the door. Hopefully, she's got her earphones in. I think she does, actually. She's got her AirPods in. AirPods 2, man.
Bro, I'm going to. Yeah, you clapped earlier. That deserves one of those right there, man.
What is Disney doing? Are they allowing logic to dictate what they do?
Yeah. My wife's knocking on the window, on the door here. Let me. Just 1 second. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, no problem, man. While Justin is tending to his wife, his esposa. I will say, whoa, okay, man, it's almost like Dave Filoni had to have a talk with the board of directors at Lucasfilm, man,
what
and say something.
Happening?
He probably had to educate them. He probably had to be like, hey, guys, just so you know, this is actually how we do this. Now, here's my question. Was Dave Filoni involved in Obi-Wan at all? I don't think he was. And I do feel bad for Deborah Chow.
I really feel bad for Deborah Chow. But let's not lose the zest from this particular moment, man.
Amen. Keep going with that zest, though, man.
Anakin is obviously dead. Darth Vader.
Your wife just told you to shut yourself down. Shut down your volume.
I gotta be quiet because my baby girls gotta go to school tomorrow. They're trying to sleep.
This is more important than school. Get them up. Get them on this podcast.
Exactly. And they had a half day today. I don't really care, you know. So, yeah. There you go. He's in the nether world of the Force, or wherever this is. We'll be educated on the next episode to see where they are. But that's where they are, somewhere, and Ahsoka's there. Now, she can't stay there. She can't, because that we need her to be in four more episodes.
So, 100%.
So she's probably just knocked out on a rock down there. It's something. We don't, whatever it is, that's the story coming up next, on the next episode of this show. And then obviously we're going to live cast it if we can. There you go, man. I'm blown away, and I'm glad they showed him looking normal. Like they CG'd him up real good, because in Obi-Wan he looked weird, man.
He 100%. He looked. And they may have to go back and redo those scenes for Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it's not even worth it.
No, it's not worth it. Nobody needs to watch it. We'll help you guys. Please make sure anybody that thinking about Obi-Wan, just bypass that altogether. Now I don't feel bad for Hayden Christensen as bad as I did for Obi-Wan, because he just got redeemed. He just got redeemed right there, just from that simple, quick little situation. And I believe he's going to be in the next episode based on this. So now the only person left to feel sorry for is just Ewan McGregor. We have to feel sorry for him, because he went out like a chump. He went out like a they punked him, man. So
they Ewan McGregor is a spectacular actor. He gave a world class performance on Obi-Wan. He just the material. Speaking of what we had to complain about the droid,
it's embarrassing, the material. But go ahead. Yeah, the droid.
Yeah, no, the acting was excellent. We had a complaint about that droid in Obi-Wan. Looked too much like British BBC type droids. They've done a good job in their show so far, even though I don't like the droids on the ring installation where they fly off in the light speed, which, by the way, that was totally cool the way it just dipped out. Like, nah, we're out, guys. Those droids are Star Wars droids. And that was my complaint about Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like, guys, stop trying to recreate. We don't want different. We want different of this flavor that Ralph McQuarrie, or whatever his name was, the guys who initially did Star Wars and did all the concept art for George Lucas, stay with that. Stay in the realms of that.
Yeah. That's that droid from Obi-Wan, the one that I was making fun of, the one that...
box lifter.
Yeah, the box lifter droid, man. That droid was like Matt from accounting at a cosplay. He's at a cosplay event for the company. That's what he dressed as that droid. It was just like that, like a drunken, you know, dude with a red cup in his hand. Just, hey guys, it looked terrible.
So hey, Matt from accounting, you want to do droid boy, droid box lifter?
Matt from accounting. Yep.
There was a TV show on Netflix that was pretty good called Lost in Space. Another spin on that story.
And that droid was good.
Yeah, he was cool, but he still looked clunky, like roundy, like too roundy. And
wait a minute, we're talking about the new Lost in Space, the new
one. Yeah, on Netflix. Yeah, one that came out.
Is completely CG, isn't it?
Is he? No. There's a dude. There's a human inside that thing.
It's
back and forth. It's CG and live action.
And by the way, that show is worthless after like the first. If you need drama, like if you're trying to watch a daytime soap, that show is for you. Go watch that show, Lost in Space, because it's a bunch of relationships and stuff. It is ridiculously boring.
Relationships. Yeah. Be my friend.
Like the first, I think, like three episodes of that show. I was like, wow, this is gonna be great, and it turns out that show is not great. So have fun watching that, guys. Back to this, man. Anakin Skywalker in the netherworlds of the Force.
In the Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands, man. And then the druid music kicks in. You know, Ahsoka's there. I don't know. I think we're good. I don't think we have to say so much more. I mean, I don't need to. But what do you have to say about Anakin being there? And
we're good. We're done. I could say this much. My little sister and my her husband, my brother-in-law, they said that this episode was good. Just a heads up, some of us feel like that's a spoiler, myself included, because if you tell us that the show is good, then now we're like, well, it's going to be good. And I don't know how to explain it. I think I actually do know how to explain it, but I don't have the words right now how to explain mm-hmm. it in a way that'll make sense. And that this is not the time for that.
And you've explained it a few times. You and Mark have explained that a few times on this podcast. So we're good. You guys are good. You guys are at your limit. You guys have maxed out.
No, you're good. Go ahead and shut that down.
No need to explain that to our listeners because they don't care. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys no, can absolutely.
Have you can have whatever opinion you want regarding spoilers. Bradley, Mark,
no,
everybody.
No, they don't care. It's not important. My point simply was is that I was still actually... it was a better show than I thought it was going to be because at first I was just like, I trust Ian and Brittany. I trust their Star Warsiness. They get it. But what happened? Did something, did Jar Jar get shot or something? And that was what they're all happy about.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But it was actually throughout the entire episode. I was just like, oh, man, this is going correct.
And by the way, did you expect to see Anakin? Did you in your brain go, maybe they're meant to be referring to Anakin? Did you say that to yourself?
Not at all.
There you go. They didn't spoil it for you, and they're going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. We're going to stop telling you anything about anything. But they didn't spoil it for you, man. You got the full brunt of Master Skywalker, man.
Master Skywalker, the first one,
the original Master Skywalker.
Here's what I've been expecting because I was expecting to see Luke Skywalker at the end of Mandalorian season 3. I am expecting to see Luke at some point in this series because he's still good. He's still training Jedi right now. I'm expecting to perhaps see Adam Driver as Kylo Ren. I have not looked at the credits. Many of you have. Many of you have gone all the way to the bottom of Internet Movie Database, and you know whether or not that's going to take place. Perhaps.
Spoilers right there. That's ridiculous. That's like pure spoilage.
You know what? You are 100% correct. I hope they didn't put Hayden Christensen's name in anywhere until this was released.
Which would have been yesterday. Yeah. So as soon as it gets released, it's all spoiled. It's immediately, as soon as the it airs, 30 minutes later, that's it. We're done here. The whole internet knows everything.
Because of X, right?
Yeah, X. Yeah, and then people need to be heard. Man, I really X. I really love... Yeah, X. You're talking about...
sorry, I'm just bagging on Twitter, man.
Must. Elon must.
Keep going, man. What were you saying?
No, I'm just... It's amazing to me. It's like, we'll know when we know. We'll Google your article another time. Not 20 minutes after the episode aired. We don't need it that fast. But mm-hmm. the thing is people are, they do need it that fast. A lot of people do need it that fast. They're like, oh yeah, I want to hear your take. What's his take? What's their take? Variety. What's Variety's take?
Well, you know what their motivation is. It's sorry for yawning as an indication. We probably should end this in a second. But you know the motivation is money. You can get more ads on a page. That's all that is, man. It's just, oh, hurry up, go, get all your guys writing.
Mm-hmm. Make some spicy. What isn't money? What isn't money? Isn't that the thing? Mm-hmm. What money motivates everything, man? You said motivation, man. Was it the secondary motivator or the primary motivator?
the motivator thrusters. At least those motivators are primed when Hu Yang says so.
Let's prime them. So I'm glad they didn't have to shoot anything from Morgan Elizabeth Falworth's ship, whatever her name is.
You keep calling her Elizabeth.
Yeah, Morgan Ellsworth, is that her?
Ellsworth.
Yeah, there you go.
Ellsworthy.
Elsbeth. Yeah, Elsbeth, right? Isn't it Elsbeth?
Elsbeth.
There you go. I said Ellsworth. I think that's a street out here. Yeah, I'm getting sleepy too. That's a street. Ellsworth is way out in Mesa, right?
Mesa Gilbert Ellsworth.
Mesa, Arizona. There you go. Sorry, guys, for rambling. But yeah, we got what we wanted, as you can clearly hear. And we're just like, oh, we're good. We're relaxed and we're good now. So
yeah, we're satiated. We're like, hey, Disney, how did you guys do this? At least that's what I'm asking.
We got out of our own way this time. We decided to just get out of our own way. We didn't fumble and bumble and drop the goblet of wine that we had in our hands, this beautiful cup of wine. We didn't fumble and bumble it all over the floor like we usually do. We kept it. And we fed it to you guys, and you guys are happy. And we love the fact that we can do some callbacks to Gen X and baby boomers too as well, right? A ton of them were watching the first episodes.
Oh yeah.
And then also and what am I talking about? Millennials too. Dude, this is their Anakin Skywalker. This is when they were kids, man.
Oh, 100%.
Millennials were little boys and girls, man. When we were teenagers. We were like 18.
2000 is when episode 1 came out, I think. 1999.
Okay, so we were 20 something. We were in our early 20s.
21, 22.
Yeah, because like yeah. So it's all exciting for all of us. Any prequel and original trilogy is going to be exciting for Gen X and Gen Y. We're all going to be excited. So props. And by the way, let's stop dividing generations. Props to Gen Z too. You guys got yours too. You guys got it. They hooked you up as well. So we're all getting what we want. Let's all be together.
Let's all be together. But I don't think you got as much as us. The boomer generation, we got the most. Yeah. Did you see how that
they got to see Ezra Bridger's face in cartoon form again on the preview. So there they go.
That's dumb, man. I didn't look at the actor who is going to play Ezra Bridger if we ever do see him, which I hope we don't. I hope they're saving that for season 2 and then
no season 2. Don't do this to us.
Yeah, I'm that's what I'm saying. It's like, please save it for season 3 and never make that happen.
No, season 3 either. Just
end it. Yeah, we're saying the same thing. I'm just not making any sense. Yeah, just don't have Ezra Bridger or Zeb Aurelius or Kanan Jarrus. I mean, that'd be great if we get to see what's his face? Who plays Kanan Jarrus?
His name. Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah, he's old though. He's old now. They definitely gotta hook him up with some.
Is he though? Is he old?
He's old as in the character Kanan Jarrus, is not as old as Freddie Mercury Jr. is. that's just I'm guessing. I better Google him and see what he looks like. Freddie Mercury. I called him Freddie Mercury as if he's singing.
That's why I'm laughing.
We are the champions. Freddie Krueger.
Freddie Prinze Jr., dude.
Man, my brain is...
So here's the moral of the story is that if they don't get Obi-Wan Kenobi on this bad boy, man, I'm going to be irritated if they don't give Ewan McGregor a chance to...
No way. Are you kidding me?
Here's the thing. Well, I don't know. I, you know what? I guess I'm just irritated. I'm annoyed that they didn't really do a good job with Obi-Wan because Ewan McGregor deserves better than that hot garbage that they put out there. But since they gave Anakin, since they gave Hayden Christensen some love, I'm like, man, can they now retcon? I mean, Vader used to be an old guy in Empire Strikes or Return of the Jedi. Now they made him into Hayden Christensen. Can't we retcon or whatever you call, just go back and scribble in Ewan McGregor instead of Guinness, Alec mm-hmm. Guinness? We love Alec Guinness. We love his voice. We know that he's the old Obi-Wan Kenobi on Tatooine in episode 1, but I would not mind having Ewan McGregor go ahead and take over.
By the way, let me make a huge correction. Freddie Prinze Jr. is a good-looking dude, man. He still looks good. He's got it. He's got the good looks, man. He's there.
I was wondering what you were talking about. Yeah. I'm like, bro.
I was just going based on my own brains. Like, he's got to be way older. But he's even as a gray haired, he has a little grays coming down on the side. He's a specimen. He's a specimen. So there you go. Yeah, I correct myself.
All right. Well, good. So we might get some Freddie Prinze Jr. as Kanan Jarrus. We definitely got Harrison Dula. We got Sabine Wren. We got Zeb Aurelius in season 3 of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And we're always getting little Easter eggs of Dave Filoni, Deborah Chow, and Rick Fumiyawa. Probably one of the best episodes.
Fumi was in here in this episode?
No. Just, I mean, throughout Mandalorian.
Okay, yeah. Chow, Fumi, and... Filoni?
Yeah, they were in the bar. I just like connecting it to Captain Teeva. When Teeva was talking to Aurelius, you saw those three, I think, in that bar with that weird alien that gave him the holophone or whatever.
So here's the thing, based on, and I think we're going to, we keep saying we're going to end, but I just want to say,
we're going to end.
Based on my view of seeing Deborah Chow or whoever, Fumiyama, is it Fumiwima?
Fumiyiwa, I think.
Fumiyiwa, got you. Very nice. My Nigerian last name, obviously, right?
I think, yeah. There Los Angelino, though, by birth, I think.
Yeah, but. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a melting pot of the United States. We have everybody. Who else? The director. What's his name? Filoni. Filoni, good job. Huh. Stop putting yourself in the shows. Whoever tells you to be in the shows, just say, no, we're good. We're not that full of ourselves. It's not our show. We're just going to direct it and produce it. No, thank you. D.O., that is a big-headed, full of myself move on J.J. Abrams'
house. J.J. Abrams. Yeah.
It's like, we don't
I can be D.O., guys. We're good, bro.
And there's probably people who would disagree with me saying that, but that's just how I feel. So
it's probably a money savings trick because they don't have to hire a voice actor for D.O. You just get somebody who's already on the payroll and say, hey, here you go. You be D.O. That makes sense?
Yeah.
It's just a guess.
That's true.
How Hollywood is harder than it looks, which is probably why we get a lot of hot garbage, because all these pieces don't work together with one another. They don't play nice because everybody's got to get paid.
You know how you could have saved money in the episode 8? Could have. Who's the captain that banned Poe Dameron?
Laura Dern.
Yeah, you could have just not had her in the film. There you go. You just saved a ton of money right there. Done. We are done here.
Mad Gen X respect for Laura Dern being one of the most iconic characters in our subconscious in Jurassic Park, Ellie Sattler. We appreciate Laura Dern, but yeah, we don't need her to be commanding. Who cares? She slapped Poe Dameron around with her purple hair in her. I think she did a good job. I like Laura Dern.
She did. She did. There's probably a bunch of people you could have cut, though, if you want to save money. So,
anyway. And she's probably one of them. I'm agreeing with you. We definitely did not need her character, but there's definitely an agenda. If anything, man, look, we're just repeating ourselves. Luke should have been, whatever. Not even going to say that.
I'm tired. I'm even tired of hearing myself say that.
Hey, guys. We already know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
So here's one last thing I want to say is I was reading on Quora.com that somebody said, how would you have done episode 9 of Star Wars after episode 7 and 8? And I sent Justin, Kenny, and Mark in Gen X Reverb chat the response from this one cat. He wrote this.
Nah, I don't even know where you put that. Where was I asleep? Was I working?
Yeah, you were probably asleep. But who cares, man? It's not that big of a deal. I'll just summarize it here real quick. Okay. Man. Basically, his moves were
Luke. I see it now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just to summarize it. And it's such a popular story. It's so popular. Like, people have read it. So people who are listening to this podcast, I bet you Logan, I'm almost want to make a wager. Now we don't wager, but I guarantee you Logan has listened or has read the story. Kenny too, probably, maybe. Mustafar is where Ren goes to. The rebels get so good, or I should say the resistance in this case, and they are able to hold their own. They go all the way to Mustafar to battle against Ren, and Ren's knights he has another knight who's a female in this story. She's the antagonist.
Who has another knight?
Ren has a knight named Melita Ren or something, whatever. She's on the dark side.
And this is from Quora. You're reading this from Quora?
Mm-hmm.
Which person are you reading? I'm on the same.
I'm page. Not reading it right now. I'm just going from memory.
Oh, you're going from memory. I'm like, where are you? Okay.
Which name did I put?
You just put a link, and it says after seeing, answer 1 of 29. Answer 1 of 29. Okay, just keep going. You're good, man.
Anyway, so the knights are battling, and yada yada. Ray actually finds like 7 Jedi's to train, or 8. I can't remember. And what's her face? Lupita Nyong'o's character, Maz Kanata, she's basically Yoda in this. She's telling Rey, hey, you need to train the Jedi, blah, blah, blah. She gets them all trained up. Everything's good. They go to Mustafar to try to get rid of Kylo, and they go into a cave, Rey and Kylo battling one another, and that cave opens up to a portal to Dagobah, in which they're wiped out. They're tired, and they're by Yoda's thing. They figure out the Force. They figure out that you can be a dark Jedi. And so... Fast forwarding to the end of this dude's story, man, which I'm saying you should definitely read it. They battle on Tatooine. That's where the end of the story ends. The Jedi get out there and battle. The Tusken Raiders come in and handle the First Order, the rest of the First Order. Kylo Ren calls out to his Knights of Ren and says, "Hey guys, come join us and be Jedi's. We could be Dark Jedi's." And only one responds, and they get out there and start battling. They win. The lady gets caught, Kylo Ren's apprentice, because she won't change. And then they get ready to throw her into a dungeon. And then she kills the guy that is throwing her into the dungeon and gets away. And then that guy who was trying to kill her is a Sith. And he comes up to her at the end of episode 10 and says, "The dark side. I mean, have you ever heard the story of Darth Sidious, the fool?" I was like, there you go. They didn't even have to bring Sidious back, you know, so it's a cool story.
I like that. I'm going to figure out which one. This is a really long one I'm looking at. A really long story. Is that the one you read?
Dude's logo, his avatar is a Hydra, Marvel Hydra avatar.
Okay, so Raul the Hergerman, he has another one. He's actually the first response. His look, it's a really long response. Let me go to the Hydra guy.
Yeah, I put Hydra. The name. I put his name in there.
Logan Grodzki story. Logan,
there you go.
Grodzki.
Yeah. Logan. Logan Grodzki. Seemed to gravitate towards Star Wars.
We're Logans and we love Star Wars.
So yeah, Logan Grodzki or whatever you say his last name.
Should I scroll through looking. The whole page or should I do a control find? Which one?
Control find. You definitely don't want to read any. Yeah, just
no.
Other.
No, that was me being silly, bro. I'm not scrolling through that. I'm copying and pasting, man. Okay, cool. So, yeah, this is a good read for time when my brain works and it doesn't work now. Hey, guys, this is Justin here with Gen X Reverb with Bradley. You guys have a good night or a good day or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere, thanks for listening.
Whether you're on Dagobah
or great.
Peace.